Now, with any kind of luck at all, we'll go downstairs and interview with Mr. Steve Gale. Steve.
Hello down there.
Hello up there. Are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Can you hear me?
You're there, yes.
Okay, yes. We are down here. I'd like to remind everybody that listening to KCPR in San Luis Obispo with a 332. We are down in the plaza area, and I've just been notified. Well, we've been listening to the music of the Western Playboys. They are just about packing up now. And in about 15 minutes at 3:45, there's going to be a group called The Heap. It's going to be a rock band, I understand. And there's going to be dancing out here. So if you can, why don't you come down? It should be a lot of fun.
In the streets?
It'll be dancing in the streets. That's correct, Steve Reeves. In a little while, we're going to try to get into the area of the bowling alley and the pool table so that we can bring you, tell you exactly what's going to be going on there and what facilities are available for you there and what prices are and things like that. But that'll be as soon as possible. So in the meantime, thank you very much, and back up to Steve and Lou.
We'd love to. Very good. We might as well go back to something called music now. All kinds of hum coming around here.
You do that very well, I must admit.
Sure, anytime. This is the Mike Curb Congregation now, as we go back to more music. That's the Mike Curb Congregation as we go back to Mr. David Dexter with some interesting
things. Yes, sir.
Things.
How are you?
We have something interesting for us, don't you?
Oh. You did it again.
You did it.
Well, yeah. But
you didn't do
listen,
it.
Listen, what we're doing down here is I've reorganized all of those, and rather than bore the people listening on the air, we're just going to do it, and I'll tell you later, right?
Okay.
Okay, so here's this.
I don't understand.
When Julian A. McPhee passed away 3.5 years ago, a special tribute was presented by Dr. Robert E. Kennedy, the new president of this college. These are the words of Dr. Robert Kennedy from that tribute, which is still meaningful today. The former president of this college, who served in that capacity for 33 years, wished mightily to give wholeness to life, to himself and those around him in the search for continuity, in the search for the what for of existence. Julian A. McPhee did not presume that he had found the answer for everyone, but the answer for his own life was a simple but strong belief in the effectiveness of the concept, service above self. He truly lived by that concept, giving little thought to his personal welfare, always giving of himself 100% to build organizations which would better serve the continuously changing needs of young men and women of this state, this nation, and the world. He loved the paradox of his favorite expression, the way to be selfish is to be unselfish. His unselfish service to others brought to Julian A. McPhee in his lifetime unsought honors fit for a king. He believed that a human being's work not only shaped his destiny, but provided him with dignity and justification and purpose. He believed in play, too. To him, just being with his lovely wife, his 6 daughters and their husbands, and his 31 grandchildren was play. Play to Julian McPhee was also the co-curricular activities of the Cal Poly students. He would drive 500 miles round trip between the Cal Poly campuses to attend a student activity, not just as a duty, but because he thoroughly enjoyed being with students. It truthfully can be said of Julian A. McPhee, as it was said of John F. Kennedy. He believed that in this world, one man can make a difference, and every man should try. These words of tribute, written by Dr. Robert Kennedy.
Oh, thank you, Dexter. We really appreciated that.
Thank you.
I'm going to have another contest for you, Dexter.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, a guy called me up in, during your last contest to give away records, and he said, can I be a contestant? And I said, well, go down to the building. And he was supposed to come over to the desk and say that I sent him down for you to give him a contest so he could win a record. How about that?
All right. Now, here's a contest for you. I've got a young lady sitting here, and I want you to identify her because she's going to read something for you. Okay?
Oh, wow. Do I know her to begin with?
Oh, that's cheating. I can't tell you.
Okay.
Another great Cal Poly film show. Tonight, a repeat performance of last night's 6-hour marathon, except tonight it'll be 7 hours. See Cool Hand Luke, The Committee, W.C. Fields, plus others. And all in one great, fabulous marathon. Tonight's show starts at 5 p.m. and goes until 1 in the morning. Show up tonight for sure in the upstairs lounge of the College Union. That's directly above the Mustang Lounge near the information desk. And remember, if you don't make it tonight, who will?
My goodness. Am I supposed to name off all the people I think it is, or...
Just take one guess.
Is it Marcia Krinsky?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, how about that? Right. That was just a stab in the dark, too.
What would you like?
What would I like? Oh, I don't know. How about Marcia Krinsky?
Oh.
Sorry, David.
How are you?
You go home in 20
and this is
minutes.
Unbelievable. First of all, we do a long-distance interview, and now this... this is just a bit much. I can't believe the magic of radio today.
There's not much you can believe, is there?
Right. Oh, you're right. Out of your mind. I can do something to you right here. You want to hear it?
Yeah, go ahead.
The realization of a dream come true. The opening of the Julian A. McPhee College Union on KCPR, San Luis Obispo.
Feliciano called Destiny, right, David W?
That's right on, man.
Hey, you're on cue.
I'm on cue.
That's amazing.
I'm listening. I finished my... Oh, my God. I finished my hot dog.
Do you have exciting things happening over
there?
Yeah,
I just got a...
3 feet away. Yeah, would you be quiet, please? Have some courtesy.
Is that Apollo Control? Hello, Venus. Come in, please.
Hey, hello there. This is ham radio station number 4.
It's called Over Mud.
My God.
Let me give you a test on...
It's an overmodulated test. I think you should leave. Get farther away.
I'm too far away.
He's too close.
You're
I
too
think.
Close, I mean. Get farther away.
Come on. We've got a man here that I don't think he really wants to talk to us on the radio, but I think that he's one of these fellows that really you need to talk to. We've got Roy Gersten, the director of ASI Business Affairs, and this building's really something, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Now we have it open.
It's pretty popular, I'd say, already. Can you give me a figure on the actual cost of the building?
Well, the building plus its furnishings is slightly over $4 million.
Well, the word is that different parts of the building haven't even been accepted yet, and you're not ready to move into them yet. Is this true?
No, we accepted all of the building last week. The only thing we have left to do is there's still certain contractor items that still have to be completed in the building, plus getting in the rest of our furnishings and, of course, completing the bowling alley.
Bowling alley. There's a lot of people down there. They just opened up the billiards today, right?
Yes.
Have you been down there to play the game of billiards?
Well, tables have been too crowded. I haven't gotten a chance.
Can I ask a question? Mr. Gersten, is there any way of telling the attendance number? Or how are you measuring in any way?
Do you have any idea of the attendance here today?
No, I really haven't. I'd like to have gotten that, in particular last night, but in the midst of all the... things that were going on here, it's just impossible to get a real head count.
Have you?
All I can say is that it was crowded.
Yeah, that's true. Last night in here, about I was in here, it was about 10 o'clock, and there were still people just all around this place.
It was the same at 2 a.m.
a question for you. You've got a nice new office over here. Everybody has a nice new office. What's it like to have a nice new office?
Well, I came here when... After the Associated Students had already moved to what is known as the Temporary College Union. I understand it's been temporary for about 40 years. But I didn't see the previous locations where the Associated Students' offices were. And I guess that old TCU building wasn't really all that bad. But I must say that our new one should add considerably to the efficiency of at least our business office. They're much quieter, and I can do figuring there without making too many mistakes in that.
How many people are going to work in here every day?
Well, this varies with whatever is going on in the building at the time. You may remember that when we set up the management plan for this building, we hired as few permanent employees to handle the college union part itself as we possibly could, and we were relying pretty heavily on students. We have student... supervisors who will be in here on nights and weekends, and then on days like today where we certainly need additional help, and we'll have students working the games areas for us. So generally it could range anywhere from as few as five or six up to as many as 30 or 35 at any one time, depending on what is going on in the building and what requirements are needed for the programs going on.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gersten. We've been talking to Roy Gersten, the director of ASI Business Affairs, and congratulations to you upon this move. I know it's a big thing for you. And we'll go back to Steve and Lou and More music. Steve, it's all yours.
Oh, I thank you very much, Craig Hines, for the interview. And pardon us for expression while Lou Rinaldi, Steve Stagnaro, Linda Ronstadt, and all of us take the long way around and enjoy every last minute of it, too.
Stag, do you know who that was?
That was lovely Linda Ronstadt.
That's right. Oh, she's going to be here in a concert March 28th.
March 28th, right, with Sweetwater.
Yeah, with
I'm
going to
make that.
Yeah, I wonder where it's going to be at. Think of being a multi-purpose room or a gym?
I hope so. Someplace big.
Big.
Someplace where 3,000 people could come.
Hey, that's right.
Hey, why don't you guys play the side of the record that you're supposed to play?
Because we like the other one better.
Yes, that's
I
for
like
sure.
She's a very lovely woman.
You're only music director.
He just thinks
and
she
you
works
have no
here.
Taste at all.
Hey, I was wondering, should we have a party tonight?
What?
Have a party tonight?
Yeah, let's go with some hey, some rosé.
Do you hear some echo?
Yes, weird. I think it's you-know-who.
Is that Dexter?
Dexter
on the radio?
Dexter.
You'll never know.
Dexter, what's your favorite drink?
My what?
Favorite drink.
I didn't know we could talk about things like that.
Well, yes. You can.
Well, my favorite drink, how about vodka and orange juice?
Now, how about a little rosé?
A little rosé.
Yeah, Cracklin' rosé.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew it. It was a song. Oh, you're terrible.
Would you be quiet and let the guy sing, huh? Mm. You have no class. Just in time, we caught that one, boy, just before it faded out to complete oblivion.
I must compliment you on how you hit that introduction just perfectly. You just have a knack for doing that.
That's the only thing I have a knack for.
It's the oil and vinegar that does it.
The oil and vinegar?
Yes.
We slide into them.
Hey, we're going to try to see if we could find Craig Hines. Craig Hines, can you hear us?
Oh, Craig Hines, you sound, as usual, poor.
Hello?
Yeah, we're sorry. We can't hear you.
I'm trying. I'm really trying.
Stay away from the microphone.
That's perfect there.
Yeah, right there.
I've got a visitor here who would like to say something to you people up there.
Friends, I'm here. This is Jim D with a cold.
Is that Jim D with a cold?
Jim D
right.
With a cold.
And you're 10 minutes early.
We have a 30 people talking at once, I think, right?
This mixer board, we're really having a great time today.
This
engineering
is magic.
It really is. I hope you're having as much fun as we are down here.
Twice as much fun.
And by
watching
the way,
we're having three times as much fun, really.
Hines, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
He's really gone.
We can't hear you.
Yes,
it's terrible.
Forget it. You're out.
We're going to play some more, what you call your
music.
Muzak.
The heavy, heavy hits.
Let's all intro the song at the same time.
I think it's a
Smokey
Saint
Marie.
Game.
There it is.
Circle game, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Why not? Nothing else to do.
Yesterday, a child came
away. That's Buffy Saint Marie in the Circle Game on Radio 91. We have an interview across the hallway slightly, or the lobby. No interview?
Interview.
Well, it's an interview. It's an interview with Marcia Krinsky again. Marcia Krinsky has more hours on the radio than Dexter, I guess. I don't know. Go ahead, Marcia.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about the lower level and the recreation down there. We have a billiard center which has 10 billiards tables and 2 snooker tables, and I think Craig Hines was talking about that earlier. And the bowling area has 10 bowling lanes which will be ready within a week or two, probably right during finals. Okay. And the prices for bowling will be 50 cents for students, 60 cents non-students, and any organized leagues will be 40 cents. And the shoes will probably be around 15 cents for rental. We have a Mustang Lounge, which is off the billiard center. And this is mainly for dancing and studying and films. And this is the only room where you can have food in the whole building, besides the burger bar and the bowling area. And then there's a craft center, and that's just what it is. It's a center for crafts. It's available to all students, and they can work with clay, posters, photo processing, tie-dyeing, etc. And there will be supervisory personnel there at all times, and that's about it. Oh, you want more? Well, there was going to be a bank, but they're not too sure about that.
Have you eaten down in that little snack bar downstairs near the bowling alley? You know,
no.
Where they serve hot dogs and hamburgers and stuff?
I haven't.
You haven't?
Have you done?
No. Do you know if there's a lot of people down there eating?
I mean, yes.
They're open then for business. I see.
Excuse me, this is Jim up in the studio.
Oh, that's Jim D up in the studio.
Yeah, Marcia, I heard that at the College Union there'd be dark rooms for photographers. Have you heard anything from that?
Yes, it's sponsored or run by the photo club. Oh, wait a minute. I think we have some information about that.
Yeah, I was down there just a little while ago, and they have 4 Bessler enlargers, one large dark room, and 2 smaller dark rooms off the end of it with complete facilities in them. So you could check in and go into one of the smaller rooms and have that all to yourself, or work with a group of other people in one of the large rooms.
Well, that sounds really fine.
So it should be a real nice setup for photo enlarging and the hobby of photo. There's also lapidary and woodcraft. And
what's a lapidary?
Lapidary is working around with gemstones.
That's where you shine rocks at.
Shine rocks, right. They've got a full setup for that downstairs. I know they just bought a whole bunch of machinery, power machinery for shining and turning rocks.
Excuse me, Scott. Jim D., would you send the raid up here? There's a fly that's killing us.
Okay,
the sun is beginning to set, and guess where it's shining at? Right in my eye. I know there's a record here. I can't even see the name. I'm going to flip the switch and hope it works.
I know the name of it.
Oh, tell us.
Turn it on.
Turn it on.
It's Dusk Angel Baby.
I'm a pet Angel Baby.
At 3:59, that's Dusk. It's called Angel Baby on KCPR FM in the little town of San Luis Obispo. I hope David Dexter approves, because we're going to go down now to Primrose Lane and that buddy, Mr. O.C. Smith.
Primrose Lane.
That's a nasty sound. O.C. Smith. It's called Primrose Lane, right before your very ears. And Jim D's back there making nasty things in the studio, right?
Oh, I don't really know. I'm not too sure what happened right there.
He doesn't exactly know what he's doing. I think we have Craig downstairs.
Are you sure?
Let's
see. Let me find the right thing here.
Find Craig.
Are you there, Craig?
Have you found me yet?
Oh, we found you, dear.
Am I coming in okay?
Just fantastic.
Just beautiful. Dodger, this is mobile unit number 17 out in the field here. And Miss Marcia Krensky and I are down here, along with one of our other fellows here. What's your name?
Don.
Yeah, we got Don. Yeah, I do. Marcia, you know, if I could, I'd like to go over to the elevator, but I don't think the elevator works. Have you ever wanted to play in an elevator?
I was always scared I'd get caught in one.
We're going to make an effort, Steve, to walk around down here in the second floor with my little wireless microphone that I've got attached to my body.
Okay, we'll go as far as you can go. I mean,
go as
whatever
far
that means.
As I can. Marcia, let's just walk around. Okay.
Where are you now, Craig?
Right now we're near the craft center, and it's pretty empty.
Okay, tell us about the craft center.
The van.
What was that again?
What do you want? Okay, we're coming to the craft area, and it's empty for sure.
I think they just must have gone under.
Well, there's not really much to say.
Are we still here with you?
Yes. You're still here. Don't walk behind anything metallic, huh?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I could get zapped, right?
No, we're losing you.
Hey, Craig?
Craig, you're gone forever.
Craig just, I think, fizzled and self-destructed.
Yes, I think we're going to cut out Craig.
Craig?
I don't need to do this.
We have to get a question, a consensus of opinion here.
Okay, what's this?
We just
now?
Happen to have the big kahuna.
Oh, no.
And we just came in hanging 10.
We were wondering whether anybody would like to have a big kahuna report live and direct from the College Union.
I'll tell you, if one person calls up and wants to hear it, we'll do it.
I'll tell you if anybody calls.
Okay.
You do that.
Hey,
okay.
As long as we have the mics open, I'd just like to just go over some of the things that are going on tonight, because we've had lots of calls up here.
Okay.
Concerning, you know, what's going on tonight. So tonight in the multi-purpose room, so from 6 to 8 p.m., there'll be a rock concert featuring a group called Comfort. And then from 8 to 10 p.m., there'll be a folk concert featuring a group called Victoria. And then another rock dance featuring Clockwork Orange. And that goes on until 12:30 a.m. Okay, that's about all the dances going on.
Is that it? That's all I have to say?
Yeah, that's... a lot of people called up about the dances going on tonight. I thought I'd...
That was really good, Jim. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and another thing. We had a caller. Is there a barbecue going on?
Yes, sir. I have no idea.
Oh, because somebody heard something about a barbecue, and I didn't have anything down on that.
If not, we'll make one, okay?
Yeah, let's make one.
Little
go down and get a piece of chicken.
Speaking of chickens, this has nothing to do with chickens at all. A little foul sounds now. Mike Nesbitt from the band. That's the magnetic personality of Michael Nesmith, the band. Me and my calico girlfriend.
Steve.
What?
We had a caller who wanted very, very badly the Big Kahuna report.
Probably
from the
Big Kahuna himself. And guess what we have, just for your listening pleasure, the Big Kahunga.
Oh, no.
Okay, we're going to have a remote broadcast from the new Julian A. McCollege Union up here on the Cal Poly campus. We have the Big Kahuna himself. And we're going to have a surf report about the fountain out in the plaza.
You just blew my whole line right there. Actually, I'm very totally unprepared for this Big Kahuna surf report, but as many of you remembered, I was totally unprepared before I did them the other times, too, about 6 months ago. But anyway, here we go, gang. Well, boys and girls, it's another Big Kahuna report here, Roger Starks, and the fountain is overflowing. It's about 2 inches. Are we still on the air?
Yeah.
That's too bad. Anyway, the fountain's overflowing. It's about 2 inches, and an ant just drowned. It's terrifically cold, about 55 degrees. Do you know how cold it is, really?
It's really 47.
Just blew my image right there. But actually, it's very nice to be back here in San Luis Obispo for your special occasion. We're really not doing a surf report. Let's face it. How many fountains you know have waves?
Does it have any white water?
I think it was green. I don't know.
Just on the bottom. Well, that's a surf report from the College Union here at Cal Poly.
We want to thank you, Kahunga, for doing your thing, whatever it was.
Are people surfing down there?
No, they're not surfing. They're pushing their bikes. This is a mixture.
Okay, we interrupt the music here. We have something very important from H. Craig Hines. H. Craig, are you there? He doesn't have a monitor?
He doesn't have a monitor. Well, somebody go out there and tell him to start talking.
We're
here at
there.
The College Union. And evidently somebody's climbing the walls outside, literally.
Listen,
with
Cal
rappelling rocks
too,
and ropes and...
It's the human fly.
And pintons and all that neat stuff.
There goes David W. Dexter running like a mad freak after Woody... what's he doing? Hopefully something will happen. Someone hit my head.
What's
anyway,
going on?
Until he gets here...
Well, we're very rapidly going outside to watch somebody actually climbing the wall of the new College Union
right.
building. Downstairs in the crafts room, they're having a kind of a display of mountaineering equipment. They've got a tent and several camping-type equipment inside, you know, pack frames and so forth.
You?
And evidently, the Cal Poly Outings Committee is out there ready to go.
Craig Hines, are you there? Craig Hines, my love.
Hello.
Yes.
There he is.
Yes. We hear you. In amongst the fizzles.
We've got the real David. Wonderful. Thanks.
We've got a man here who's climbing the, I guess you'd call it the outside wall of the College Union.
Climbing every mountain.
Oh, there he is.
Oh. You mean this guy really climbs mountains?
Yeah, I saw him climbing on the outside of the wall.
Are we still there?
Are we
yeah.
still there?
Well,
okay. Yeah, we met. Wherever did he go?
He's undressing before my very eyes.
How is he climbing the building?
What is that you just took off?
To absorb the friction.
Oh. Well, they look like they've absorbed some friction.
Yeah. I'm behind the College Union, kind of related. You've been going up and down it like a mountain climber?
Yes.
In other words, you're acting like our new College Union is a Matterhorn.
Yeah.
Do this as a hobby regularly?
Yeah, we like to do it up in the mountains. More fun there.
How far away from here do you have to go to find a mountain that's steep enough to climb with all these ropes that you've got?
Disneyland.
The Pinnacles, which is about maybe 130 miles.
Have you ever tried to climb Morro Rock?
No, I haven't, but I've had some friends that have.
Did you know that it's illegal and I'll arrest you if I catch you?
Yeah.
No, seriously. Now we've got. Wonderful Dexter out here, and lovable, laughing Louis Rinaldi, and myself. What was my name again, Dexter?
I don't know. They said H something.
H. I don't know what the H stands for. Humble, I think.
Happy.
Anyway, we're going to send it back to... I guess...
Jim D said happy.
Oh, let me talk to Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Craig. How you doing?
I think I love you.
Oh, no. Hey, is that guy using suction cups going up the side of the building? Because I don't see I can use ropes.
Because it's a glass building.
Yeah. You know, I can see a guy going... You know, with the suction cups.
Are you sure? That was a nasty thing to say. We're fading out here.
We're losing them on and off here.
Wait, no, I'm back. I'll hold up my antenna. Hold up my antenna, Dexter.
Don't do that.
Dexter's
yes,
got
but don't,
his hand
don't,
on my antenna.
Don't
he's
touch
a
his body.
Extend out of the top of his head. Would you believe that?
I'm going to disappear.
The ninth wonder of the world.
Okay, we've got everybody on here, right?
Right.
Let's all
right.
check in.
Yes, we're
okay.
here.
Who's there at the main console in the studio?
It is I, Jim D.
Okay, and check in the College Union?
Scotty Johnston and?
Steve Stagnaro.
Of course.
How about that? A voice trick.
And we've got Dexter out here, Lou Rinaldi here. We lost Marcia Krinsky, and she's the most beautiful one of all of us.
Oh. I'm here, Craig.
Where's Marcia?
Marcia, I think I love
I'm
you,
I'm with
too.
Scotty and Steve.
Oh, hi, Marcia.
Oh, watch out. We're lucky.
Okay, now, does anybody have any questions for anyone else?
No, I'm happy. I don't
where
like
are we?
Much.
Where are we going with all this?
Yes.
Is there any meaning to it all?
No. Why don't you guys play music and I'll just go wander around some more.
Going off into the horizon.
That Simon and Garfunkel, as we try our best to keep the customer satisfied. And in doing so, go up there across the lobby in case of an interview, okay?
Okay, this is Marcia, and I'm in the reception area, and I found someone that was wandering around, and what's your name?
Frank Padilla.
Where are you from, Frank?
Oceano.
Well, how do you like the College Union?
Oh, it's real nice. It's a beautiful place. Looks like everybody's having a lot of fun around here.
What have you seen so far? Have you gone to any free events?
Well, I've been out here. I just barely got in here looking around, just came in here.
Have you seen our multi-purpose room?
No, I haven't.
Well, you should go and see it sometime. Have you been downstairs to the bowling alley or those areas?
I'm just come down to look right now.
Okay, thanks a lot, Frank.
Sure, Marcia, anytime. You can do anything you want with us, and we'll listen to you. Here comes Percy Faith as we travel down the middle of the road now, and we assume that everything is all right, I guess. That's Percy Faith performing his orchestra and chorus. It's called Everything Is All Right. With a little luck, engineering know-how, here comes Craig Hines, I think. Are you there, Craig? Huh? Oh, no, you're not there at all.
Well, I'm over here, and we've got to say goodbye to the big kahuna and let him say goodbye to his friend, and maybe then he'll leave.
Yes, yes. I'd just like to thank those people that called and asked for that surfing report. It just proves gone but not forgotten, and it's the first time I've ever worked on an X-rated radio station. You boys and girls out there with your colored radios will check this out.
You love it, didn't you?
Oh, he loves it. Okay, we're going to go back to the studios right now, and Jim D's got something special for us.
Back in August of 1966... a writer from El Mustang, the college newspaper, said, "A little patience will pay off great dividends." The writer was speaking about a proposed College Union building. Today, the dream that President Julian A. McPhee held foremost in his mind is now a reality. Since the early part of the 1930s, Julian McPhee wanted a place that students could call their own. He dreamed of a building that would one day be the living room of the Cal Poly campus. On August 8, 1966, it was announced in Sacramento that the college had been granted a $3 million loan to finance the construction of a College Union building. Construction was to have started within a year, with the completion date being set at an optimistic 18 months later. History was to prove otherwise. Julian McPhee was not to live to see his dream become reality. But today, our new College Union is completed. It stands as a monument to an academic pioneer.
And aren't you happy for that? Are we back there?
Yeah, we're very happy about that.
I'm happy, too. I'm spiffy.
I think everything's all right.
I think so, too.
What have you got there on the turntable left?
Oh, I think it's some Colossus Gold, right?
Oh, yes.
The Shocking Blue,
oh,
yeah.
This is shocking.
Shocking.
That's the Shocking Blue, Venus, what's your desire? Scotty and I, with a little hum.
Yeah,
and
time of the tone is 24 after 4.
As we play to a capacity crowd of 3 people in the College Union building.
Who's making the funny noises?
Hey, listen, buddy, you can be replaced, huh? You can't believe it.
We've got a trained gorilla down here.
Yes, he's grunting gross things at us.
Yeah.
Steve was right about the capacity audience here. There's probably 5 or 6 people in the lobby of the new College Union building.
I don't know if you can pack in anymore, right?
That's right. Well, the receptionist is standing next to the wall over there because she just can't get any closer to the room.
I know. No one wants to talk to her. No one wants to talk to anybody here.
Hey, I'll talk.
I don't know if it's us or not, but I think we're driving him away.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, Steve.
Yes, that's right.
Let's. Why don't we go through with some of the other things that are going on tonight?
Go ahead.
Let's talk about them, right?
Okay, like 6:30 to 8 p.m. tonight, there'll be a trivia bowl. I guess there was one last night, too, wasn't there?
Right. That was the preliminaries.
The preliminaries?
Yes, the preliminaries.
Okay. And then from 8 to 10 p.m., there'll be, mariachi music? Is that what
mariachi,
it is?
Mariachi, yes.
Mariachi
music. Right here. Tonight only.
Featuring the Melodias. And then, then we get on into Sunday. That's what's going on tonight in the Mustang Lounge.
Yeah.
The mariachi music is in the, just off the central patio downstairs in the new College Union. That's the Mustang Lounge. It's directly downstairs from us. If we were to jump hard, we would probably make noise on their melodias.
I have a good record here. I'd like to maybe play it.
Okay.
If it's
why? I mean, you've been playing records for about the past 2 hours.
Hey,
and how about if I go?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you,
this
Craig.
This is Craig.
Oh, hi, Craig.
Hey, I'm over in the new multi-purpose room, and my wireless electromobobizer really works, doesn't it?
Yes, it really works.
It sounds really great, yes.
The magic of radio.
Yeah. Oh, the magic of radio has really got me going today.
Speaking of magic, right.
Speaking of magic,
there's a magician on stage. He's not doing anything. He's just setting up his stuff, and his name's Ringo.
Can we keep it a little bit longer, you musical people?
Well, if you can do something clever on the air, sure. Why not?
Be clever, and we'll let you have the time.
Hold on.
I don't know who she is, but she's got a pretty voice.
Yeah, whoever she is, she's got a beautiful voice.
The Trivia Bowl tonight.
Yeah.
Yes, that's going to be fun, too. We should be able to carry part of that live.
Oh, I hope so.
And if we get our remote microphones working correctly, as we did last tonight. Ooh, Lou Sturm, our remote engineer, says. And that means it really works great. It really works great.
What's that
noise? We're going to let you play your music now,
sure.
Jim.
Yes, go ahead, Jim. Do something.
So
perfect.
Start it, right?
You're letting
now, right?
Jim play music?
Come on, Jim. One more.
Come on, Jim.
But we're going to look awful dumb sitting here without any turntables.
Yes,
going.
Yes. Go, Jim. Jim, are you there?
Jim?
I don't think Jim...
She's heading for the bedroom.
Paul McCartney on KCPR in San Luis Obispo, right? Huh?
Right.
That's right.
You got
that
it.
That was KCPR in San Luis Obispo.
Yeah, I heard it. It was not too sneaky, really.
I know. I'm not too clever at all. I think we're going to try the thing from here, okay? You know what this one is, huh? This is pretty Annie Murray. And she can go fly out in the snow drifts with her snowbird. Yeah.
You'll
like it. That's Annie Murray's snowbird on the beautiful Music 91 as... Little Squatty Scotty, let's turn on the master gain here. That's a nasty little thing that happens every
well,
time.
Well, here it goes again. Time for another Trivia Bowl. Already, you ask? So what if the last one was last night? Anyway, it's a college bowl centered around trivia. Matters of little importance to anyone. Or to anything, for that matter. Show up and prove how little you know. The second bowl starts at 6:30 p.m. tonight in the Mustang Lounge. And that's true.
That's trivia, right?
I move we enter Scott Johnston.
As trivia?
I know
as,
trivia.
Yeah, as question just, number four.
I know. He's really funny, isn't he, huh? Uh-huh.
Trivial, really.
Oh, go ahead, D. I mean, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Here comes Mark Lindsay, and the grass won't pay no mind.
Listen.
Well, Scotty, it sounds like a Neil Diamond tune by Mark Lindsay, I say. What you
I
say?
I wouldn't say, because I really don't know.
Well,
that's, I profess
you should say, yes, it is.
But
sound
tonight, or this afternoon, happening right now out in the plaza of the College Union, they're having a dance by Heap. And that's what it is, Heap.
That's definitely an Aggie group. That's all there is to it, right?
No, I'm not sure. It may be a sanitation.
Say it again. Say it again,
I think
Scott.
A Heap is a country group.
As in garbage heap or junk heap.
A heap of something. Is that all there is to know?
That's all there is to know for that.
Well, I have something for all the alumni running around the campus this weekend. Some music from back in your days. Something reminiscent of an old Radio for Europe spot I heard once upon a time.
Ah.
The Drifters. Ah, yes. 1962. You can call this On Broadway.
On
Broadway. That's the Drifters with Rick Knapp, Lou Stevens, Scotty Johnson, and I forgot his name. On Broadway. Yes. A big star someday. Let's feed this information down the old KBCPR line that we'll be back after this next song with some vignettes, okay? And while I'm sitting here talking to myself, I would like to thank...
Why don't we say hi to Jim D? He's still back there, too.
Is he there alive? I didn't even think he was alive back there.
Hi.
Yeah, he's alive.
Yeah, barely.
We also have Craig Hines over in the multi-use room. Let's see if we can bring him in.
Is
yeah, am I here?
Yes, you're here.
Oh, well, congratulations. Give me an award.
Are you an award for what?
I don't know. Hey, Steve, are you about ready to go off?
Sure. Rick Knapp's coming out at 5 o'clock.
Is the magician there yet?
Yeah, he's going to do a show in a couple of minutes. So,
okay, we're going to get the blow-by-blow on that in a few minutes then.
Hey, I don't like that one at all.
Okay.
I just want to say, while Craig Hines is here, I must thank KVEC for the use of their remote board. Thank them very much for that, right, Craig?
You didn't have to say that.
I didn't have to be so nice.
Oh, we had to say that.
We had to.
No, you didn't.
Besides, KVEC sounds so pretty, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, you know. What can I say? Don't say any more.
How about nothing at all?
You guys have got...
Neil Diamond, shut up.
I'm not going to.
It's a Neil Diamond solitary man. I don't know where that's coming from either.
From the left.
Jim
the left.
D? Jim D, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
You have something for us, don't you?
I might. Hey, I just before we get into that little something, you know, I think you hear it every time you turn on your pot. You know, or your volume.
Know.
You hear, you know, that this very bad.
I can't figure it out either.
Yeah, it might be me.
That's
well, Craig, you just stop it, okay?
In fact, I think it is you, Craig.
It's so unusual that my little portable body works that, I have to say something every now and then.
Your portable body.
I've got Rick Knapp here now. Isn't that exciting?
Let's say hi to Rick.
Say hi, Rick.
Hi, Rick. How's that sound?
Hi, Rick.
Oh, wow. This is kind of a neat place, huh? I haven't been down here much before.
Yeah, what do you think of the floor?
The floor? Could use a wax job. Could use a wax job.
Could use a little finish first, right?
Yeah, that might be nice. Maybe that's what it needs, is a finish.
They're making noise here.
We're all finished.
Ringo the magician is about ready to start doing whatever he does.
I think so before he does what he's going to do.
Type, just bop on over to the multi-purpose room in the brand new Julian A. McPhee College Union and get in on a magicianical show, okay?
Sounds like a commercial for somebody. Hey, before he does his thing, we're going to go back to the studio and Jim D, and he's going to play something for us. Right, Jim?
Uh-huh.
Right on, Jim. Play something for us.
Julian A. McPhee was the second president of this college. Born in San Francisco on February 7th, 1896, McPhee earned a Bachelor's of Science degree in agriculture at the University of California at Berkeley in 1917. He later went on to gain a master's degree in agricultural education, and in 1952 earned his doctorate from Armstrong College in Berkeley. He was a member of the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks, the Kiwanis Club, Phi Delta Kappa, Alpha Phi Omega, Alpha Zeta, and the American Vocational Association. McPhee joined the United States Navy and served as an ensign from 1917 to 1919, after which he taught school and became vice principal at Gilroy High School in Northern California. In 1925, he became the state supervisor of agricultural education, a post which he held until 1944. During this time, he was a member of the committee that formed the Future Farmers of America group and organized a statewide program of agricultural teacher training that still exists today. Julian McPhee then went on to become the state director of vocational education, and then he was appointed president of the Cal Poly School in 1933. The present campus here in San Luis Obispo has changed quite a bit since the early days of the McPhee administration. Most of what we see on campus today was in some way due to his efforts. Today, we open the doors to our new college union, bearing his name in memorial tribute. The Julian A. McPhee College Union stands in our appreciation of a man whose entire life was Cal Poly.
And there you have it.
Sounds very good from the studios of KCPR.
Sounds pretty good from the College Union.
The brand new J.A. McPhee College. Hey, what are we going to name this place?
Turn Craig off.
Coo. Just Coo.
Is there anything at all we can name this place? TCU was easy to say. I guess we'll work that out when the time comes, though. I mean, there's no really hassle, is there?
Not really.
Okay, Jim, thank you. We'll be back to you in a little bit. Don't go away. Stick
Alrighty.
Around. It's Mike Curb congregation time now.
And from the movie, Kelly Zero is killing and...
You can't even say that.
I can't talk at all today, or yesterday, or a week from Tuesday, I don't think.
That's Mike Curb, as Scotty says, from the MGM flick called Kelly's Heroes and Burning Bridges.
Yeah, it had Clint Eastwood and Don Rickles, and they're all shooting up and stealing the gold from the Nazis, and they did it.
Hey, that's a good flick.
That was a good one. Yeah, they made it. Wow. And they blew up the tanks and everything. It was a really groovy
movie.
You blew it
for me. I want to go see it, and now you've blown the punchline. I'll get you afterwards.
No, that wasn't the punchline. You'll get it.
Oh, heck, it wasn't.
You'll get
punched.
Here
comes Lou Christie. This is Alumni Gold, I'll call it, okay?
Okay.
And I think we'll call it Lightning Strikes. That's Lou Christie. It's called Lightning Strikes.
I'm glad you called the song that, because that's what Lou Christie called it.
And that's, in fact, we agree all the way around. All kinds of good things are happening. And Scotty and Stevie and Louie and... And all
the beautiful receptionist over there.
Yeah, yeah. What's she just sitting over there? She's looking very lonely because nobody's talking to her. In fact, there's nobody at all in the College Union building. So come on down and take an unhindered cruise tour of the place.
Stevie.
Yes, Jimmy.
Where are Craig and David Wonderful Dexter?
Sure. Are they there?
Yeah. Whoa. Can you hear me?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm here. Am I on
That's
here
fantastic. You sound like it.
Oh, good.
You have something to say?
We got Stan Ames here, and Ringo the Magician is doing his thing on the stage. And Rick Neff and I were just sitting here talking about how this guy can... He just cut this... Rick, can you figure out how he can cut that rope and make it the way it comes back into one piece?
No, I'm not very good at this kind of thing. You know, I thought that doing play-by-play for football was hard. Have you ever tried to do it for a magic act?
Now, that is neat.
Now, I don't really know, you know, what can you say? This guy holds this rope up, and he cuts it in two pieces, then he kind of waves his magic hands over it, and when he pulls his hands away, it's one piece of rope again, the same length as it was originally. And then he cut it in four pieces, and it came out to be the one piece originally. Now he's sticking a candle into his arm.
That's a goodie. That's something you have to see to believe. Oh, it just came out the other side.
Yeah, I'd like to see him stick it through his head.
I don't think that there would be much there to stop it.
You know, I think our telling people about Ringo has some effect, because the crowd is definitely growing here in the multipurpose room of the Julian A. McPhee College Union. So if you're interested in seeing a real magic show, I think the last time I saw a magic show was in the second grade when I was going to a school in Bakersfield, California, and I haven't seen it. Hackney Cliches, Stan says. Yeah, a real teenager party.
Old country.
Yes, Stan was from the old country, too. So if you're interested in a magicianal type show, he doesn't have a lovely girl assistant. It looks like he's got what's probably his son here. But anyway, Ringo the Magician is here, and that's all exciting and everything. I wish he could make Steve Stagnaro handsome, but, you know, miracles.
No way.
Sure.
Miracles stopped, I guess, about 2,000 years ago, right?
He'll make me handsome when he makes you trim and slim and beautiful.
He's going to turn Scott Johnston into a wart.
I'm sitting here turning in already.
Yes.
Hey, what is this, a staff conflict already?
I don't know. I think it's a secret meeting.
I think so, too. Uh-oh. Mike, you know what happens at secret meetings, don't you? We overthrow everything.
Inside joke, yes.
That's an inside joke.
It's really worth your money if you want to come down here. I used to
you can come on down and watch Hindsight Engineering in action at KCPR.
Yes. If you don't mind, we're going to leave you now. That's Henry Mancini, A Man, A Horse, and A Gun. And Jim D, more than anything else in the world, I'd love to hear it on the hour ID. My God, that sounds like heck. Don't do that. That sounds raspy. Jim D, are you there? Why don't you play? That's it.
On the campus of Cal Poly, bringing you the opening of the Julian A. McPhee College Union, this is KCPR, San Luis Obispo.
And the sun says, long-haired, freaky people, eating for
breakfast. Oh, so much for those people there.
Who's this? A strange voice in the radio. Sounds like a rec nap in the radio program.
Yes, it is. It is. And, well, I don't want to call it the radio program here. It's bad for my image. Yeah, hey, there's David W. Dexter.
Hi. I hear
you're
covering the magician thing.
Yes, the knots and all.
I couldn't enjoy that because I was trying to figure out how he was doing those stupid tricks he was doing.
And you're kind of simple. You can't figure things out too well. You're from Tunisia?
He put a candle through his sleeve and it didn't catch fire.
That's
really
a fantastic.
Well,
you're the kind of a person that would have kissed his feet if you would have been around in the 10th century, huh?
Jesus Christ. Hey, all I want to say is Rick Knapp, it's all yours. I'm getting out of here, and I want you to have fun.
Oh, I'm just having a good time.
Shucks.
There's people around here.
I'll bring you sarsaparilla.
Oh, bring me a sarsaparilla, would you please? The mash. That's the mash, and the theme song, therefore, with what is from the movie MASH. And you got something you want to say, David W.?
I'm not on, am I?
Yes.
I am. How about
you're
that?
There, Dave.
Well, who's that back there?
This is Jim D.
That's Jim D. How are you doing?
Are you about to say something important?
No, are you about to say something important?
I thought I'd like to remind some people that at 5 o'clock, about 7 minutes ago, that film marathon started at...
No, wait a minute,
didn't
Jim.
Didn't that start again?
It's right next to us. Let me see here. I'm going to walk across the hall. And you know what the problem is right now is that the sun hasn't gone down yet, and there's no curtains up here.
Oh.
So I think as soon as it becomes nighttime or dark enough for the movies to be shown, they will be up here in the, what's it called? The upper floor lounge. The upper floor lounge, that's right. It's the one with the orange carpeting, I know that.
It's pretty.
It's pretty, yeah.
It's gorgeous.
For those of you who are watching us on color TV, you can see how pretty it is.
Yeah.
Do you like the color of my tie?
I think
mine's pretty nice.
Yes.
I think we ought to just tell them that, like, the movies, it will be included, like, Cool Hand Luke, The Committee, Big Hand 4, and Little Lady, and some W.C. Fields thingies, and some Roadrunner cartoons.
And something about Hollywood, too. Didn't they say that?
Hollywood color cartoons.
From Tinseltown.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the music going on? I hear downstairs or someplace.
There seems to be a concert. Is there out in the plaza or That's right, Ringo the Magician's in the multipurpose room,
yes.
So I take it there's...
In the dance down in the plaza is a group called Heap, right?
Heap?
Yeah.
How is that spelled? I know we kind of...
H-E-A-P.
Oh. Well, somebody said
as
before...
As in garbage.
That's what I wasn't going to repeat, but...
yes, okay. I didn't want to say that either, but I felt
but you,
it in my
you
mouth.
Slipped. You
Craig
slipped.
Hines, I think he is alive and living, watching Ringo. Is Ringo doing anything exciting, Craig?
Can you hear me now?
Right.
Oh, right.
Oh, really? I'm not in Ringo. I got Ringo... Well, you know... I know a guy named Ringo, and he used to be a member of the Beatles, but...
Oh, you know him. Oh,
what a name dropper.
He really does some strange things with magic. Right now, I'm down on the first floor of the new College Union...
Are you in the burger bar again?
You know it. I don't... I'm afraid to move because my body's transmitting pretty well, but I'll tell you what. Stan, hand
I
me
feel
the,
it from here.
Let me see.
Oh!
Listen.
That's pretty sexy, I must admit.
What? That I got an electric body?
You have an electric body.
You're wired for sound, I take it.
Okay, I may fade out here, but stay with me, because I'm going to try to make it out on
if
the
you don't, If you don't make some sense pretty soon, I'm going to turn your speakers
you
off.
You do sound like you're talking through a saran wrap. Where are you exactly?
I'm out in the patio, and I'm going to ride a burger bar. Isn't it loud?
Yes, it is.
I think you've been jumped. I just thought I ought to tell you that. You don't sound well at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why don't you come back into the Twilight Zone and see
We'll see you later, Craig. Bye.
Bye.
Here's Harry Nilsson from The Point.
Years ago, there was a place called the Land of Point. And that was because everything in the Land of Point had one. The barns, the houses, the carts, everything.
It doesn't stop.
Even the people. Everyone in the Land of Point had a point on the top.
Everybody ought to have a point. It's a good way to live your life. That was Harry Nilsson from the motion picture The Point. That's called Everything's Got 'Em, plus a little bit of the run-on between that song and Me and My Arrow. There still are people wandering in, out, around, and about our new College Union. Woody?
I'm hearing things. What? Something's still going over the top of the...
You're going crazy, Woody.
Oh, Jim D.
Oh, it's
Who's
Jim...
that using my middle name?
No. It was David, right?
Right.
David, yeah. there was a woodpecker in there. That's what it did. I was talking to the woodpecker.
You're having a bad time down there, too.
Really?
Are you playing music down there?
No. Everybody down there is playing music. Craig Hines called and said, don't play music. Play from the college.
Okay. We might say that our engineer now is Lou Stevens, who's running on the turntable and trying to make it go around a little faster so that the music will catch up to
Is he
speed.
Getting enough exercise?
Oh, yes. He's losing weight quickly. You ought to see him. He now looks like a 189-pound weakling. Wouldn't you say... Oh, he has a body that you wouldn't believe.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
How about some music from Burt Bacharach from
How
Butch
about
Cassidy
some music?
And the Sundance Kid?
This is called The Sundance Kid. Oh, we're back. That was Burt Bacharach music from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and it's called... What is that called? Sundance Kid.
The theme from The Sundance Kid.
Yes.
How about that?
Oh, like I say, there's still people here, and lots of time to come down and see your new College Union if
and
you
it,
have
it
not
looks
done
even
so.
Different, more so different, excuse the noise. It looks different at night than it does during the day.
Because of the shadows.
Right, and the light.
I understand that had a good deal to do
David
with the way that it was designed.
David.
Who's that?
David Dexter.
Hi.
Yes.
This is Lou.
Hi, Lou. Hi, Lou, where are you?
Where?
Yeah.
We're
was
patched
cute.
Into a vault.
Why, honey? This is old Geraldine.
Quit that. We want to request a song.
You got a request?
Yeah.
Well, seeing as how we only have 1.5 turntables here.
Well, no, but you just played a guy called Nilsson.
Right.
Did
yeah.
I say it right this time?
Nilsson, right.
Nilsson.
There's an album up there where he's marching down Broadway. You play that?
If we can find it.
Marching,
I think I know
he's marching down Broadway.
Yeah, it's
Let
really
me
short.
See.
Okay, well, Woody...
we're
going to
march down Hygera.
Woody, our record boy is hunting for him.
What's
David,
his name?
David, has he got it yet?
I heard that.
I don't know. There's somebody named Woody here who's looking through the records. I don't
he's
know
He's some freak.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of strange, all right.
What did you say? You were in a vault or something?
Yes, we're in a vault.
What kind of a vault?
Phone company vault.
Phone company vault?
Yes.
A phone booth.
There's Archie, didn't it, huh?
Oh, that's exciting.
Jim, are you back at the station?
Yeah, here I am, back at the station. How are you guys doing?
Meanwhile, back at the station.
It's getting a little stuffy in here.
How many of there are you in this little vault?
65,212.
Are you there, too?
Lovely.
My God. It must be big if they can fit you in there.
We're breaking records every day.
As we wander around campus, I might say there's an awful lot of parking left, so if you're coming in tonight to see the concerts, the dances, the whatever, folk the concert, union, trivia bowl. There's a lot of parking places all over the place.
Lewis, are you going to be in the trivia bowl?
Am I going to be in the trivia bowl?
Yes.
He is the
no,
trivia.
I didn't want to give anybody an unfair advantage.
Have we had a report on that, or did we do one last night? We keep saying the trivia bowl again. Is
well,
there...
that's going to be live tonight, right?
Oh, it's... we're covering it live tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, I got the stuff on that. It's from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Mustang Lounge.
Which is downstairs from where we are.
That's right.
I see. That's not too wrong from
the
now.
The teams are right direction and fat.
What?
Right. What? What?
Yeah, I think the teams are the right direction and fact.
Those are the names of
the
teams?
Oh, fine.
What did you go to it last night, Ed?
Yeah, I did.
How was it?
Oh, it was pretty good. It was
hey,
pretty
I understand good. We got somebody down in the bowling alley. Is there somebody in the bowling alley?
Hello?
Hello, hello.
Oh. Calling CQ.
CQ.
10-4, are you there?
That's Humboldt Hines.
It's me.
You're fading again.
I know.
You're turning your antenna the right way.
Hold up my antenna, yeah.
Is it's getting in the way of your burger bar.
Oh, I took somebody's suggestion and went to the burger bar.
Again?
Yeah. The way you said that. It's just my fourth time.
In 2 hours, yeah.
Oh, they have the best milkshakes. Honest to the good Lord above.
Do they really?
Yes. I'm having a strawberry milkshake right now.
Craig?
Why don't we tell them how much they are? Since
how much it cost?
I got a great big huge strawberry one for 40 cents, and it's really
how
good.
How many lira is that?
What?
How many lira is that?
Oh, you Italian.
Oh.
it's about...
The organization would like to know.
Right. Mucho dinero to you.
Or is that rubles?
Did
rubles.
You get a special discount, or do they always cost 40
hey,
cents?
The other day on the news, what were those things that...
Rutabagas or something.
I don't know. I can't remember. But now, anyway, that burger bar, I had a... Of course, I've tried just about everything they sell, and I've had a super hot dog, hamburger, some other good things. Hey, here's my buddy Gary Lee. he's crazy. Yeah, you are too. Anyway, the burger bar is really good, and Stan Ames and I just tried it out again. And
you would recommend a rutabaga milkshake?
That's not what he said.
Oh,
no.
They were strawberry milkshakes.
Oh, strawberry milkshake.
Well, how big are they? Are they bigger than the ones downtown? Or?
Oh, yeah.
And they're only 40 cents.
You have to go to Biscuit Robbers, 193 flavors to get rutabaga, huh?
Yeah.
I bet you could probably go there and get anything you want.
Right? Oh. Is that like Alice's restaurant?
Yeah, but except in Alice.
Oh, I understand.
No, let's be serious, guys.
Right.
Okay. On the count of three, be serious. One, two, three.
Be serious.
Seriously now.
They have very good food there. They've got some beautiful, beautiful girls there. And girls, for you, there's some beautiful, beautiful guys, if you like that kind of thing.
And some beautiful, beautiful food, huh?
The colors down there and the burger bar, it's on the second floor, just across from the new bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like colors, brightly colored walls, these are just beautiful.
Did they go for 40 cents, too?
They got a little carried away with the mustard and ketchup.
I'll tell you what, I'm taking offers.
For what?
I'm selling this new building.
Oh, you are?
Oh, you are.
Just like the Brooklyn Bridge, huh?
Yeah.
For 40 cents, and then you get a free strawberry milkshake in the bargain.
I'd probably sell you, Dexter, if I could.
Oh, you'd do anything, I'm sure.
Of course, you're not worth the...
I thought they were going to get that...
Listen, are you in the burger bar right now, Craig?
Yeah.
I'm going to see how far I can walk out there before I strangle myself with these headphones.
He's not going to do too well, I can guarantee.
When you hear the choking sound, you know that David W. Dexter is dead.
Hey, are you still up there, D?
Yeah, I'm right here, happy.
Hey, how's your cold?
It's still there.
Well, I hope you get better.
Yeah.
How's your hot?
You're the only Jim D we've got.
Yeah, right. I'd just like to say to a lot of the people who didn't make it to the college union, there's been a lot of talk about all these elevators. Now, could
elevators?
Someone, yeah, you know the elevators in there?
Oh, the ones in the building here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you describe the beautiful color
of
their doors?
Okay. I was in the elevator today, and by the way, they're padded.
Craig and I
went in the elevator.
Help. I got to tell you something.
Right.
Stan Ames and I got stuck in the elevator.
You did too?
Yeah.
No, I did too. There's three
of course,
buttons.
Craig was running it.
You know why Craig got caught in the elevator? It's because he's been to the burger bar four times in the 2 hours.
We were trying to go down. Theoretically, it would have gone faster.
Last time I got caught in an elevator was the same elevator that Goldwater got caught in down in L.A. one time. We had to crawl 14, there were 16 of us in the elevator. We had to crawl through the roof up about three flights of stairs. And then by the time we got out, they'd already got the elevator started again.
Well, the bad thing about this one, you know, the one in the administration building has a phone in it.
Yeah, this
one doesn't. And I was afraid I was going to be stuck there for good.
Well, you know, there's three
Stan
buttons.
Yeah, well, that makes for some good phone calls, though, you know. Yeah, hi, Larry, guess where I am?
I'm going to drink my milkshake. You guys can do whatever you want to.
Well, aren't you going to offer us any?
Mmm.
Oh, delicious.
Too bad, guys.
Why don't we hear some music? We're going to do for Lou Rinaldi something from Harry Nilsson's album entitled Harry.
Larry Randall?
For who?
Larry Randall.
For Larry Randall, yeah. I remember him. How about his Marching Down Broadway? It's 59 seconds long from Harry Nilsson. How about that? We did that great.
Oh.
That was kind of exciting. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. He sure isn't giving us much of a hand down here. Yeah, okay, now we've got it. Harry Nilsson got a little carried away there.
Do you hear some music in the background? A flute of some sort?
Yeah, I think that's from the band downstairs.
Why don't we see... I see if I can do a
tricky
thing here.
See if you can get out there.
I'm going to talk without my headphones, so...
It sounds good. It sounds kind of like...
Let's see how far I can walk.
Jethro Tull, maybe? I don't know. Jim D. He would know.
Jim D. What does that sound like?
I just barely hear it in the background.
Well, I'm going to see
it
if I can get...
It sounds pretty nice. Is that Heap?
It's Heap, yes.
Yeah, I guess. That's what I'm told.
Yeah, it sounds pretty nice.
Oh, David Dexter has just hanged himself by...
okay, he's going to relinquish the use of his headphones here. And so I'm just going to ramble on. If anything is happening at the same time, you'll understand why.
I'll shout.
Okay. I'm walking into the carpeted lounge.
He's walking into the carpeted lounge.
I'm in it about 15 feet into the door, and that's it. So now maybe you can hear the music a little more. I can see the group almost down there in the...
You're going to have to wait a minute. We happen to have the table tied down to the cord or vice versa.
Hey, let's take my wireless body out there.
Oh, there we go. Now, there's an
idea. He said that. I didn't.
Hey,
that's
Craig.
Call a hotline.
Craig?
I have the most alive body of anybody in town.
Craig.
So we're gonna walk
I hear you, Jim.
I just saw Ed O'Brien and I were talking here, and we figured out what the H stands for in your name. It's Hamburger Craig Hines, right?
You guys are brilliant. Hello, honey. I hear you.
How's it look, Craig?
Are we still there?
We're still here, and now you can hear the band out there now.
You probably can't hear me, but you can hear the band.
Oh, we hear you, Jim, Craig. Person, we hear you.
We're out here on the balcony, right outside the carpeted lounge where the movies are, and looking down, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 members of the band called Heap. And
boy, they're putting out a heap of good music.
What's their instrumentation? If you can hear me out there.
What?
What kind of instrumentation do they have?
Well, I can see a
musical instrumentation.
You're really cute, Craig. You're really cute.
See, we're looking right into the sun.
Woody, David, can you push him off the edge for me? It's a short fall, and it'd do him a lot of good.
I might bounce back after all those hamburgers.
They're doing a Beatles thing.
I'll tell you what, we'll let you hear it.
Sounds familiar.
Hey,
Oh, that's about the sound of the Heap. And if you like the sound, you can wander on down towards the plaza, which is where they're playing right now, and then you can hear them in the flesh and in the person.
Rick.
Yes.
I move we may, we, you know, it sounded really good. Didn't that sound good where you were?
Yeah, sounded neato.
Up here at the station, I guess, how many mics did they have down there? Just one?
I haven't. They just had the one mic, yes.
It just sounded really super good. Maybe we can make a bootleg album or something.
Oh, okay. That wouldn't be too appropriate.
No, I understand.
Their contracts have been violated already. But,
really?
That's the way it goes, anyway. We have some neon music here.
No,
if you don't
wait.
Mind, Jim. No, he says, wait. Oh, we've got a cutie. Doc is the... That's neon, and dark as the night.
Rick, this is what I wanted to do. Just hold on.
Entertaining Central California from San Luis Obispo.
KCPR.
Okay. You got it.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
That's just a little bit better.
Okay.
You do that well, Jim. You really do. You play a nice ID.
Yeah, it was just using the index finger.
Gee, those drums, that drum roll was amazing. With one finger, too. Huh?
Yeah.
Did you do the chorus all by yourself?
Yeah, what I did was I put my voice through three tape machines and I echoed them back.
Uh-huh.
And see, we have patch cords going into the little holes in the styrofoam padding around this studio.
They padded the studio for you, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
They learned about you.
Yes. I think they padded his head, too.
Okay, Hamburger Craig Hines.
Oh.
Don't
Craig,
make fun.
Yes, Hamburger Craig Hines. He's not very far away right now, I might add. He's not at the burger bar or anything. He's just sitting by the window looking very forlorn in a corner.
Looking very full.
Very full. I don't think he's ever going to move again.
He's stuck.
You think you can roll over here, Craig?
Well, I generally crawl.
Oh, good. Oh, while we have the opportunity, at 6 o'clock tonight, that's as soon as I'm done here, and you'll probably all thank God for that. We're going to have a folk concert featuring Victoria. That's in the multipurpose room, so you might drop yourselves by here. Again, everything down here today is free. I understand that down at the pool room they've had quite a waiting list all day long, but it's decreasing steadily throughout the period of the day. Somebody told me it was down to about half an hour now, so...
Billy Yards?
Yeah, Billy Yards.
Billy Yards.
Billy Yards, yes. Is he around?
Who?
Billy Yards. Yards.
No, he's a cop.
And his friend Scotland.
Scotland Yard.
God, that's terrible. Listen, about that concert, they have quite a setup for sound. If you plan on hearing after tonight, forget it. If you're going to the concert, they have about six. What's the brand on that, Craig?
I don't know. Electro Voice?
I think so. There's these huge...
No, Altec Lansing.
Right, theater speakers that are just fantastically big.
Yeah, they've got walls and walls of them. I'm sure that the people will be able to hear their concert tonight all the way out at the Idiot Institute in Pozo.
Oh,
and even at Santa Lucia Hall, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Santa Maybe Margarita. Even down in Lompoc.
Even at the Cal Poly Fire Station.
Oh, anyway, it's going to be worth your while. I saw speakers exactly like that during Well Week this year. A group called Sweet Pain was down here, and they had speakers exactly like that.
Mm. Hey, and we have a record by them. We're going to start playing.
Yes, it just came out, and it's a fantastic album, just like the group, and we're going to play it. But anyway, they had the same speaker system, and you walked away from there, and your head was empty, minus two swollen, very swollen earlobes.
Well,
it was bad news.
You knew you had been there.
You knew you'd been there, but well, no, you didn't, because you couldn't remember anything when you walked away.
All
you heard was this ring, 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 you know? Kind of like the phone after you play a record at the wrong speed.
Right. That room, though, is so acoustically, it's about as acoustically perfect as it could be, and they really did some fantastic sound engineering in there. No pun intended. I meant sound engineering, not sound engineering.
Sound engineering, yes. Well, we,
either way.
Yuck.
David, you can stop now.
Why don't we play a record?
Oh, she's back.
Are we going to do Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young? Carry On. How about that? Somewhere there.
No, we're back here again now, and I think we're... Oh, yes, we were cranked up pretty good there. That was called Carry On, done by Crosby, Stills, and Nash and the people. And I understand if we have some people roving down in the bowling alley. Are you there, people in the bowling alley?
Yes, we are. This is Steve Gale reporting, your roving reporter down here. For all you sports fans, we are here at the billiard tables. I hope you can hear them in the background. There's been quite a run on the pool tables today. RAT committee has sponsored a free pool playing deal for anyone. You can come down and for 1 hour you can play pool absolutely free. There's been a couple hour waiting list that's just been filled all day long. I'd like to take this opportunity to speak with a gentleman who is largely responsible for KCPR's remote broadcast from the College Union today. We haven't had a word with him all day long, and that is Steve Reeves. Steve?
I'm flattered. Nobody told me this was going to happen. I wish you'd tell me about these interviews.
Well, Steve, you've really done a heck of a job, and...
I second the motion, by the way.
That's second the motion from Rick Knepp, I believe.
I saw him hand him a $5 bill before it all began. And I'm down here with my roving electric body.
Yes, we are in stereo, you might say. That's Craig Hines with his hamburger body, I might add. Meanwhile, back at the ranch...
You call him a meathead for many reasons, anyway.
Yeah,
Steve,
well... That's fun all you want, but nobody has a broadcasting body like me.
Yeah, that's true. It's unsurmountable, shall we say. Or unseeable past... Well, at any rate, back with Steve Reeves here. Steve, what would you attribute most of the accreditation to?
This is incredible.
Well,
I would like
father?
To... I guess most of the KCPR staff has been working very hard to bring this remote this weekend. Steve, you've been very, very helpful.
Don't kid me.
Well, I kid you not.
Oh.
But anyway, no, let's not talk about our staff members. Let's talk about the pool tables down here, since we seem to have quite a large crowd down here. Oh, here comes Craig.
I'm going to try to wander over and get an interview if my electric body stays in contact, okay?
Who are you going to get an interview with?
Well, I see a fellow that's known to many who listen to KCPR.
Steve Gale.
No, I very...
Oh, no, this is Steve Gale.
They may know you, but they
Steve
don't
Gale
want
does.
To. We're going to try to... I see Jet Brown, one of our former
Jet
staff
Brown.
Members, and he's on every now and then, so I'm going to try to wander over there with my electric body.
Yeah, he's over there just about to shoot the cue.
Okay,
he's going to what?
Yeah.
He's wandering over right now, I believe, and he's looking for Jet Brown. In fact, he's right next to him.
Of course.
Yes, well, Jet Brown is lining up his next shot. Really, you ought to come out if you haven't been out. It's really a great time down here. The pool tables, you know, are really a great addition to this campus, giving it nothing to do before. Now you have a lot to do. Steve?
Looks like it's going to be really tough getting Jet away from the old pool table there. He's playing with pool by
yet.
Himself. I've got to be careful how you word that. Uh-oh. What was that line?
I can't get Jet to talk. He's playing an honest game of pool.
Honest game.
That's most unfortunate.
Yeah.
Whoever heard of a modest DJ anyway?
Yes.
Whoever heard of an honest game of pool?
Yeah.
Steve
yeah.
Gale. Steve
yes,
Gale.
Here I am. Oh, my sweet lord, is that Jim
lord,
D?
My sweet lord, it's Jim D in the studio.
Oh, my sweet lord.
How many pool tables are there, anyway?
Okay, there are 12 pool tables here. Right now, there are 10 in operation.
Yeah,
they have two that have not
there.
Been set up just yet. Well, there's two that are half set up, but at any rate, there are 10 in operation right now, and they have been filled all day long, just absolutely, and people are going at it.
Yeah, about the bowling alley, I think we might have talked about it before, but maybe
yes.
It's good to repeat it. Did they give any date on when those things would be ready?
Well, let's see. I understood that it was to be next week, I believe. I'm not sure, so don't quote me on that, but I thought that they had said it was going to be next weekend for the bowling alley. Steve Reeves has some information.
I think if we can, in just a moment, if you can hang loose for a while, I'll get the games manager over here, and maybe after the next couple of records, we can have a little interview with him, and he'll tell us all about it. How's that sound?
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
That sounds pretty good, too.
Okay, we got some music down here, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
all right, we'll
really,
try to get the games in, then. In the meantime, back upstairs.
Okay, back upstairs.
Do whatever comes natural. We just got Dexter a milkshake. You like it, Dexter?
I think it's very good, yes.
Oh, Dexter.
You're right.
Dexter, I'm happy
only,
for you.
You can get a small one for a quarter if you can't afford the 40-cent one.
You can't afford the 40-cent
one. I can afford the 40-cent
one. What flavor did you get, Dexter?
I got strawberry, too. It's pretty good.
Oh, strawberry. A
mm-hmm.
strawberry 2? Is that anything different than a strawberry 1?
Hey, if you were very
oh,
smart
on.
Now, you guys would play Strawberry Fields forever, but you're not.
We can't. How about some blood, sweat, and tears, though?
I'll pay for it.
This is called You've Made Me So Very Happy. Rick Knepp, we're at the College Union. Come on down if you can find nothing better to do with your time, even if you can't. That's Blood, Sweat, and Tears from their album... Blood, Sweat, and Tears, appropriately enough named. That's his second album. It's called You've Made Me So Very Happy. It was a big hit for them. You're listening to Rick Knepp at the new Julian A. McPhee College Union. And if you haven't been down here, get down here, because it's really worth seeing, totally and completely. I have to make a correction before we do anything else. I said that Victoria was going to be performing at a folk concert at 6 to 8 p.m. They are going to be performing at 8 to 10 p.m. It said March 6th at 8 p.m. It's actually... March 6th at 8 p.m., not 6 to 8 p.m. And at 6 to 8 p.m., we will have the rock band Comfort from the Sacramento area, which I have it from reliable sources, an excellent band. And so if you like rock music, come on down and listen to Comfort. I understand we've got Steve Reeves downstairs again with a little bit more news on us for us about the games area.
Right. Thank you very much. This is Steve Gale for Steve Reeves, and we have with us right now the College Union Recreational Manager, Gene LeGarry, we wanted to ask you a few things about the bowling alley. What is the projected time for the bowling alley to be ready for opening?
It'll be ready later this week, and that'll be Thursday. It's projected for Thursday.
I see. What are the normal operating hours that will be in effect beginning Thursday?
We'll operate from Monday through Thursday from 9 till 12, and Friday and Saturday from 10 till 12, and from Sunday we'll operate at 12 to 11.
I see. Now this is like 9 in the morning till 12 at night. I see. What are the regular rates going to be for students?
Well, the billiards will be $1.20 an hour, a flat table rate. That's prorated at 2 cents a minute. And then the bowling will be 50 cents for students open play, 60 cents for non-students open play, and our league prices will be 40 cents a line, and shoes will be 15 cents.
I see. On the question of leagues now, you're going to be starting some leagues for the college here?
This is planned for the spring semester to have intramurals operating.
I see. Steve, any questions?
Yeah, I was just wondering about the billiards over here. We have 10 billiard tables? What are those other two tables over there?
We have 10 pocket billiard tables and 2 snooker tables.
Are these facilities open for all students to use, or just students, let's say, off campus or community, or is this just for the college community here?
This is for ASI cardholders and their guests, this whole operation here.
Okay, I see you're getting the word, so thanks very much for talking with us. Gene LeGarry, ladies and gentlemen, the College Union Recreational Manager. Back upstairs now to Rick Knapp. This is Steve Gale and Steve Reeves reporting.
Oh, very good. I don't know right now whether we have our wireless wonder, Craig Hines, wandering around any place, but if he is here at any place right now, tell us where you are, Craig.
My body's turned on.
That's bad.
Turn it off.
Looks bad enough when it's off.
Actually, you'd never believe what I'm doing. I'm doing something that's totally unobjective for a news reporter.
Don't tell us.
No. D, you know I wouldn't do that. I'm sitting at the very end of I guess you'd call it the lobby. I got Dexter here.
Well, it looks like sort of a lounge area at the end of the lobby here on the second floor.
I see you.
You can see us.
Hi. Yeah, we're about a good, what is that, about 200 feet away?
No, I wouldn't say, maybe about 100 feet.
Yeah, 100 feet.
But the view is really majestic. The sunset is in progress right now, and we're looking into the sun, burning our retinas. And it's going down behind Bishop's Peak, and we're overlooking the science building, and you can see Highway 1 up there, and it's kind of a neat view.
Yeah, it really makes you appreciate this place, especially if you've been on your feet all day and you can sit in a nice chair. These are the most comfortable chairs I've found at Cal Poly, really. Rick Knapp, if you get tired up there, why don't you come down here? We'll have a KCPR party.
I can't yell loud enough.
Teenager party?
Oh, my.
Oh, hackneyed cliches. You know, there are a few lines that are over to KCPR, and I'm sure Craig, you know about them, don't you, Craig?
I know every one of them by heart.
Yes, he started half of them. But we won't talk about those because most of them are unairable.
Now, you don't make me out to be such a rotten person.
You're not a rotten person, Craig. You're just nasty.
Hey, excuse me before this gets into a big thing. I think we have something interesting for our listeners right now, okay?
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
Take it away, Jim.
Do it.
The College Union building is finally going to be a reality. The words of ASI President Rush Hill in 1968. The struggle to see the College Union get finished has been going on since 1932. Today, it is at last open to the public. Bids for construction of the College Union went out in January of 1968, and at the time, it was expected that the building would be completed by October of 1969. The only expected problem was the loss of a good-sized parking lot on which the building now sits. Fate took its hand in the progress of the building, and through various delays in construction, bad weather, and general bad luck all the way around, the College Union took until today to be ready for you to enjoy. The building was financed for over $4 million and houses the offices of the Associated Students of Cal Poly, numerous meeting rooms, activities offices, the El Corral bookstore, a vast multipurpose room, and a bowling alley. Many other student-oriented facilities will find their home in our new College Union. You have helped make its opening possible through your paying of fees each quarter, so by right it belongs to all of you. It started as a dream of a pioneer in the early days of Cal Poly. It has become a reality today, the new Julian A. McPhee College Union building.
There you have it, Rick.
There we have it. Yep. Yeah,
very interesting.
Yeah, that is very nice. That's a long time in progress, isn't it, Craig?
I didn't know I was live.
You're live.
I just picked up my microphone and...
All this time we've been saying that was live all the time.
I hope not.
No, it was all... It was dead.
We were
talking
about
secrets.
Everything
we've been saying tonight is dead.
Right.
Or about sucrets or secrets or something.
Sucrets. Yeah. Somebody down there has...
You must reiterate, if you don't know what you're going to do for dinner tonight, why don't you try the Burger Bar in the first floor of the College Union? They have very reasonable prices. Their milkshakes are delicious, and I think both Craig and I can speak for that, because we both had strawberry milkshakes. And
yes, I had the biggest one of the two, because Dexter's a tight one.
I thought we were a non-commercial station.
Well, I mean, this is part of our public affairs thing for the College Union, and Mrs. Bodine down there thought it was very nice.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, if the more money we make for that place, the faster they're going to pay off that 40-year loan.
And it's going to take us until the year 2007, so... We've got a pretty good start on it.
Dexter, you better start drinking. Hey, and we tried out the elevator again. They've got a nice elevator.
When it works?
Yeah, it worked real well, except there's a bunch of little teeny boppers and stuff, and they're playing in the elevator, and all they're doing is going up and down, up and down. And you can hardly blame it for not working.
It's working pretty well. They've padded the wall so that when they're moving furniture in and out, it'll make it easier on the blue walls and red floor.
Yeah, and it also makes it nicer when Dexter and I threw those teeny boppers around in that elevator seat. No bruises.
What is the padding like that's in there? I mean, you say it's padded. Is it like a big plush thick padding or?
No, it's sort of like, well, industrial padding. I'd say maybe an inch thick.
Oh, yeah, I know the stuff. It's like the stuff that they have in the elevator in the administration building, perhaps.
Remember Carol Donut?
Oh, that's not padding. They don't have silicone in there, do they?
Oh, come on now.
Hey, did you remember Frank Stewart? He's selling silicone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, biodegradable stuff, right?
Oh,
I think you guys ought to play music. And
I think we better play
turn
music.
Turn off my microphone so I can go back to saying secret things.
Secret things.
Yeah, I was having a private conversation here, and you guys just butted in. I didn't know that my body was alive.
Okay.
Hey, that was kind of neato.
That was kind of poor,
that,
I gotta say.
I can say. I won't say anything.
Hey, before you say anything else, let me just do something here and make everything straight, okay?
I was going to do it. Oh.
From the campus of Cal Poly, bringing you the opening of the Julian A. McPhee College Union, this is KCPR San Luis Obispo.
Would you believe I was going to do that without being told, Jim? Would you believe that?
No, I don't really believe it, but I just thought I'd do it just to, just take the burden off your mind.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a load. I might say here that people are beginning in great quantities to file into the second floor lounge to watch tonight's film festival, which will include such all-time smashes as Cool Hand Luke. Just all kinds of little goodies. Here, let me look inside and see if I can find all... No, they don't have all of them listed on here. Anyway, they'll have Cool Hand Luke. Big Hand 4 and Little Lady, some W.C. Fields, some Roadrunner, Hollywood color cartoons. Just for the heck of it, I'm going to do a calling all stations right now, and anybody that's out there that's alive, say something.
Hello?
There's somebody. Somebody's alive.
Hello. Oh, hello there.
They're all alive.
Kind of off guard down here.
I kind of thought that I would. That's why I wanted to do this. I want to keep people on their toes.
Yeah, way to catch
I'm
us.
A hard taskmaster.
Well, what's the good word upstairs?
Pumpernickel.
Love.
What?
Never mind.
Oh, right.
I say it's love.
Yes, well, as you can see, we are still down here. And, you know, talking on the subject of this, what do you call it? The burger bar, I believe. You know, we've got some people right over here next to us, and I bet they'd really appreciate it if we came over and asked them. They are eating... What are they eating? Let's find out. I think they're eating a fish dinner. Let's ask them what their opinion is. Excuse me, could we ask you a question? We'd like to know. Did you get this in the burger bar, which you're eating right here?
Across the way, yes.
Yes, right. What is this that they served here?
This, I understand, is their special for the day. It's fish and chips.
Oh, fish and chips. What do you think of it?
It's pretty good.
You think it's here to stay?
I think so.
Good. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Oh, that's...
Well, at any rate...
Talk about for on-the-spot, non-planned interviews.
Yes, on-the-spot right. Spots. I'd like to remind all our listeners out there to drop by Snerd Mart Motors down in Uptown...
We can't have any of that on the air. I don't care.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
I forgot.
Snerd.
No advertising.
No. Okay, because Harry Snerd Mart is sitting down there with David W.
Paul
Dexter right now. They call him Craig Hines around KCPR.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
How's it going, Harry?
Oh, it's so comfortable in these chairs. I just...
You mean he actually fits?
David, give him an elbow and see if you can wake him up.
Oh, you know, I got to go to work tonight at my money job, and I don't really think I'm going to take one. I think I'll take a chair with me.
That's because it sticks to him, I think. You know, he sits in there, he just wedges himself into those chairs.
Yeah, I'm stuck in it.
Where are you at, Ed?
Well, I'm back here at the station. I'm your friendly engineer.
Oh, Jim is gone.
Yes, he just ran out on me.
Let's all at one time shed a tear now for the departed Jim D.
Dexter says that the thrill is gone.
Hey, Craig, Jim D. Jim D, are you there?
No, he's not.
He's not.
No, he's on. He's gone, I should say. Now the illustrious Ed O'Brien is doing the job for us back.
You're not so a roving reporter.
Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah, that's your roving reporter, right?
Hey.
I just wanted to let, I suppose Ed O'Brien would fill in just as well. I just wanted to let him know that if you can't be with the one you love, then love the one you're with.
Let's talk about the college union.
Okay, what should we say, Craig?
Oh, I don't know. There was a big discussion when I was talking to Roy Gersten, the director of business affairs today, about the colors in this place. You know, and there's been some discussion on... inside, it's painted pretty bright. I think you have to admit. Wouldn't you agree, Rick, it's pretty bright?
Yes. Yes, and I like it very much.
I like it extremely well, if that's the right way to say it. The orange ceiling with the white spots that are, you know, the white acoustical type tile. Green walls, and there's, you know, all different colors, and I think it's just beautiful.
It kind of grows on you.
Yeah.
Just like those chairs that you're sitting in.
Yeah, you tried one of those out, didn't you, John?
Yeah, I sure did.
Where'd you come from?
I'm over here at the control board again.
Oh, gosh. How exciting.
Isn't this marvelous?
No, these chairs are kind of a maroon color. And up next to this green...
Oh, there's some orange ones, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, up next to a green wall, they're really beautiful. And then you look out these beautiful windows, and you see this lovely little valley that we're existing in. It's really nice. I really think that this has to be the nicest building I've been in since I was in RCA Records, you know, in Tinseltown.
Craig Hines?
Yeah.
I just wanted you... This is Steve again. I just wanted you to know you really have a way with words, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
isn't it wonderful?
A bad one.
I think he has a way with hamburgers, too.
Keep up the good work.
Hey, Steve, where are you down?
I'm down in the billiard room.
Billiard room. How long is the list before you can get onto the billiard table?
I believe it's still a couple hours long because there are people waiting all over the place, and there are none giving way.
Can you give... take your name and then go back about 2 hours later and find it?
Yeah, they'll write your name down, and then if
or
you're here when they call it,
they go.
Do it.
If you're not here when they call it, that's it.
Right, a friend of mine tried to do that, and he showed up about 1 minute too late.
Ooh, that's too bad.
Yes, too bad.
Why don't we go back to a little more music right now?
I'll second that
that's
motion.
That's an idea.
Where's a third?
Come on.
I'll third it.
Okay.
I'll fourth it. Hello.
Yes, you're back.
Whoa, we're back.
You're
Boy,
back.
You're really
yeah.
a great guy. Hey, listen, you know what we're going to do for you now?
What are you going to do?
I bet you really want to know. We just decided, well, as we're walking into the burger bar, we have some information here from the recreational manager here at the College Union, and that is that if you're planning on coming down, get here in a hurry if you want to play billiards tonight, because they are expecting many, many people here, and the sooner you get here, the better. So there's just one short word.
How long is the waiting list right now?
Well, like we said a few moments ago, it's about... 2 hour waiting list, so, you know, get your name in early if you want to play today. Because
I'm going to turn your name in if they're interested. Say that.
Yeah, well, if you're interested, why don't you turn your name in? And one other word here I might add is that tomorrow, if you can't make it down today, tomorrow the same thing will be happening. You can come down and you can, for free, you can play for 1 hour.
Pool. What time does that start?
I believe it starts at 12 o'clock noon and goes till 12 midnight once again.
Yeah, who's ever down there, can you phone your name in or anything like that?
Now that I don't know. Steve,
we'll check on that.
I'll tell you what, we'll get Steve Reeves to run over and ask him that. See if you can phone your name in and give him your name here and then come over in a couple hours. Yeah,
I would doubt it. I would make the people come over here and see it first.
I would, too. I think that's the least they can do since they're getting to play free pool. You know, I mean, that's pretty good of them to let them play free pool anyway.
Of course.
So, in the meantime, is Craig Hines over there anywhere?
No, Craig isn't there, but Dexter is.
Oh, Dexter.
Yeah, Craig went to his paying job.
Oh, here we have the official word from Steve Reeves. Steve, what is the word?
Hot flash off the billing scene here. The word is no, you cannot phone your name in. You're just going to have to bring your body here and the rest of you while you're at it in person and sign up.
I can just see the stampede coming down Perimeter Drive right now.
Yeah, well, that's not too bad. I mean, that's not too much to ask. I mean, after all, you know...
I can see it coming.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, look out, everybody.
Here it comes. Hey, you know, for just one quick minute here, we're in the burger bar, and we have one of the employees standing right in front of us who's going to dish up some ice cream here. Is this your first day on the job?
No, the second.
What is your name, please?
Kay Nolan.
How do you like working at the burger bar?
Oh, it's really a lot of fun.
I'll bet it is. What have your hours been today?
My hours, I go from 5:30 to 1 o'clock.
That sounds good. Can I meet her after she's off?
That's a deal.
That's a date.
Do you get all the free food you want?
No.
Oh, does that really
just
make you sad?
I know of, anyway.
I bet it really makes you sad looking at it all day, huh?
No, it doesn't. I get really immune to it, Steph.
How is the quality of the food, he queried.
We have a question. How is the quality of the food,
well,
as far as you're concerned?
The milkshakes are fantastic. Right. I must admit, they're one of the best milkshakes I've had in a long time.
Oh, somebody said it was one of the best milkshakes they had in a long time, so I guess that's meant as a compliment to you. What do you think of the food? Have you sampled it?
No, I haven't yet.
Well, she's waiting for the grand unveiling. Well, she's been too busy. It's been pretty busy, huh? Well, up there?
I was just going to say that, just ask Craig Hines about the hamburgers. He knows best about those.
Well, yeah, that's true. Craig is, of course.
That's true. I was wondering, what's going on in the plaza right now? It says here that a rock dance featuring Liberty West is on my agenda here. I was just wondering what's going on.
Now, there doesn't seem to be anything going on there. Wait a minute. I think that's like there is a band out there.
There's a band out there.
There's about seven people in the whole plaza.
Across from us, we can see in the multi-use room a band setting up. I think it might be the Dixieland band.
Hey, you know what we're going to do? Steve Reeves just ran out to
what's
see who that is out there.
Well, speaking of bands and music, how about let's getting back to some more music?
Okay, I picked this just expressly for you, Steve Gale.
Oh, well, 10-4, and thank you.
Diana Ross and the Supremes, just for you, Steve Gale.
Well, thank you very much. That's really great of you, Scott, and I'll remember you forever for that one.
Ed O'Brien,
yes.
Back at the studio.
Yes, I've got some history for you.
But we won't want it yet.
We don't want it yet, huh?
We want to know what's happening across the way over there in the multi-use room. Big band, I can see it. It's just beautiful.
Okay, in the multi-use room, they've got a rock concert featuring Comfort. So it's Comfort. I think that's that Sacramento group.
Uh-huh.
Right, and they're coming down from Sacramento, a long drive.
They're already here, and they're already set up, and they're already playing.
Do they have all those speaker systems set up?
Oh, yes, yes. Wow,
they've got a heavy audio system.
Wow. I was in there looking at it, and they got VU meters and microphones and mixers and...
Just a wall of speakers and all kinds of things, huh?
Hello up there. My sweet lord, what a hit. It's Jim D. Jim D.
Jim D.
Hi, friends.
Wow, he's back.
Down here in the burger bar, just looking at people enjoy their food. Looks like they're having a good time down here, and thousands of people playing billiards. And here's Steve Reeves.
Jim, you know that you're not looking at the people playing billiards. It's the cute ladies in the green outfits that are serving the food. We know what you're up to, D. Really. How about some history back there for all you history nuts out in the audience?
Oh, history is coming right your way.
Cal Poly's new Julian A. McPhee College Union is now finished, but it did not come cheap. Original proposals were made to the Cal State Board of Trustees in 1956 for a student community center at a cost of just over $2.3 million. Colleges like Cal Poly, agriculture and engineering schools in small communities all over the nation were consulted about how much was needed in a college union. William Ryan, the director of the Florida Union at the University of Florida, was chosen as a consultant. Final cost estimates were just under $4 million. $1 million was to be raised by the college, and a federal loan was to provide the other $3 million. In 1962, students from this college voted to institute a college union fee. Those fees, with all the El Corral bookstore profits, have been helping to repay the federal loan and make your college union a reality today.
We've been historized. Help, we've been historized.
You've been historized, yes, that's right.
Okay, also, on my left here is Don Overton with a little word about something or other.
Also, tonight on the rock concerts from 8 to 10, you have a folk concert with the group Victoria, 10:15 through 12:30. It's Clockwork Orange. So be there and have a good time.
This is John Henry, the legend of his body, and this is Johnny Cash.
Sounds like he's working hard.
Johnny Cash. We're back here at the College Union building. I'm Scott Johnston. Who else is here? Craig's here.
Hi,
Scott.
I'm here.
How you doing, Scott?
I'm here. Hi, Dave.
Steve Reeves down here at the Mustang Lounge.
And your friendly engineer back here with a party of Lou Rinaldi and a bunch of people here. Hey, we've got something special for you. Something really, really special. And I want you all to listen because you're going to love every second of it.
Uh-oh.
was a, you know, a Super Louis baby. So are you back there?
Okay, we're back here. We've got David W. Dexter over in the multi-use room.
Listen, what I'm going to do is walk into the multi-use room, multi-purpose room, as they call it. There's a band in there called, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it's Comfort. Scott.
That's correct.
Okay, I'm going to walk in there. It's rather deafening in there. I won't be able to hear.
Evidently, they stopped playing because
at the time. Okay, all right. Now while they have a, we have a pause.
Excuse me. Yes. But I hear something like a bomb being dropped. It goes, you know, this whistling sound. Well,
that's me moving around. I'm on wireless tonight.
Oh, you're on wireless.
I'm walking into the multi-purpose room in a group called Comfort. The acoustical setup in here is quite impressive. If you're wandering around tonight with nothing to do and you want to come to a dance, I suggest you come down to the College Union multipurpose room above the El Corral bookstore.
Not yet.
Not yet? Why not?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was yelling over at Don.
And every time I move around, I have all kinds of static, so I'm going to find right about here is about right. We're going to listen to the music of Comfort from the Sacramento area.
Bit of Comfort. They're in the multi-use room here at the New College Union at Cal Poly.
That sounds pretty good, and I'd also like to tell you that the Trivia Bowl is starting in about 3 minutes. So if you want to get in on the Trivia Bowl, the Right Direction and Fact are going to be battling it out tonight with their beanbags, throwing them in a toilet bowl. So it might be rather interesting to get down there and watch.
Okay, also happening right now is movies in Mustang, which is at the upstairs carpet lounge. Over to my left, Don Overton is there. We want him to describe the cartoons that are happening right now.
Yeah, so far we've had a Roadrunner cartoon, you know, one of those good old things where Roadrunner always wins, and I don't know what's happening inside now. It's awful crowded in there, people sitting on the floor. See a beautiful shadow of the mountains back there, not actually shadow, I want to say silhouette. It's very beautiful outside, so back to you.
Okay, downstairs is Steve Gale and Steve Reeves, I think.
Right, we've been waiting. I just lost my monitor. At any rate, they're trying to get their PA system up here, as you can hear. They're just about ready to start. We had somebody here to interview concerning the Trivia Bowl, but I don't know. Oh, here she is, right over here. Can we speak with you on the Trivia Bowl, please? Your name is?
Beth Terry.
And I understand you are the one of the chairman of the board on the
special events committee on the college program board.
I see. What exactly now is the Trivia Bowl?
It's like the College Bowl on television.
I see. Okay, you've got two panels.
We use trivial questions.
I see. You've got two panels of people, and then, of course, here in the middle of the floor, we see a toilet bowl. Of course, we all know what the normal function of a toilet bowl is, but this is a somewhat unusual.
This is the head.
This is the head. All right. What do they do with the toilet bowl?
Well, instead of pushing buzzers or bells, which would make sense, we have them throw beanbags, which is more like what the Special Events Committee is known for.